إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, in management we talk about something called the Pareto principle. It is also known as the 80-20 rule, and it was named after the Italian economist called Vilfredo Pareto, who noted this 80-20 connection and published that when he was in the University of Lausanne in 1896. He was talking about land ownership in Italy, and he said that 80% of the land is owned by 20% of the people. And how he came to that, how he came to formulate this rule, the Pareto principle, is very interesting. He used to grow peas in his garden, and he noticed that 80% of the crop came from 20% of the pods, the pea pods. So, which means that most of the pea pods didn't have enough seeds in them. 20% of the pea pods provided 80% of the actual crop of peas. And then he applied the same principle, he worked it out and so on, and he applied that to land ownership and various things. One of the most common places in which it is applied in today's context is in inventory control. In valuing the inventory in any store and so on, 80% of the value of the inventory comes from 20% of the goods. This is a usual principle that is applied, 80-20. So inventory control is one. It's also a principle that is used in portfolio management. For example, when you are investing in stocks, 80% of stock value comes from 20% of the company you invest in. And this rule applies. I mean, it's not as if you consciously put 80% of the value in 20% of the stocks, but if you take any portfolio and you evaluate it, you will find that this generally applies. This applies also in life, and that's the reason I am talking about it here, which is in that 80% of the value of what we do comes from 20% of the actions. Opposite is equally true, which doesn't sound very nice, but that's the reality, which is that 80% of our actions are wasted, have no use. How we determine use is when I teach time management, for example, I tell people to think of what is their life goal. And then I say analyze your, and there's a whole process we go through, which analyze your life activities, daily activities, in terms of how they apply to that life goal. How many of your daily activities are actually helping you to achieve the life goal? And you come up with the same thing, which is that 20%, usually maybe even less, of the activities of the day are actually contributing towards life goal. 80% of the activities are just by the wayside. In some cases, they might also be negative activities which are sabotaging the life goal, which is why a lot of people never achieve their life goal. They talk about it. I would like to do this, I would like, but you actually see at the end of the life, did you achieve it? No. So, this is the issue of the 80-20 rule. Now, to take it further, in our Islamic context, we say that what if we analyze our life and we say that how many of my actions in my life are actions that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, obviously, the first condition of an action to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that it must be done consciously with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna wal amalu bin niyat. So, if the action is done without an intention, inshallah, we ask Allah to be pleased with it, we ask Allah to reward. I'm not talking about the fiqhi angle of it, but I'm saying that an action which is done consciously with the niyyah is obviously a superior action to the one that is done accidentally, just happened by itself. So if we take that and say how many of my actions which I do, how many things which I speak, whatever I write, I work on and so on, how much of this is actually pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do this analysis, wallahu alam, maybe we will come up with the same thing, maybe in a different context. But it's important to think about that and to actually look for that in our lives. Now, one of the tools that I teach, which again I will send with this reminder, is what we call the daily time log, which is that what you do is it's like taking a snapshot. Supposing you say, you know, is my hairstyle, does it look good? So what do? You first go and look in the mirror, or you take a snapshot of it and say, well, this is what it looks like. Now, what do I need to change? How do I need to change it to make it look good, whatever good is? So similarly, you take your day, your average normal day, and you say, what does this day look like? So we are not evaluating it, we're just, it's like a snapshot, that's it. Take a normal day, working day or whatever day, depending on whatever is normal for you. Take a normal day and say, and do what I call, make a time log. So the time log, you will get a framework table with this as a reminder. Two columns, one on the left is a column with time written in it. So start from your time you wake up in the morning. So whatever that time is, you start with that time, and every half an hour, so you start from that, say 4 o'clock, so 4, 4.30, 5, 5.30, 6, 6.30, 7, 7.30 and so on. To the time you go to bed. So whatever that time is, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you'll be here. So you make this whole column on the left side. On the right side, every half an hour, you write down what you actually recall doing. So I tell people, there are two ways of doing it. One is to actually carry a piece of paper and write on a daily basis. But then you are conscious of writing that, so you know it kind of gets altered a bit. Instead of that, the best way to do it is think of yesterday. So today we are sitting here, think of yesterday, just 24 hours earlier, so it's not a remote memory. Think of yesterday and you say, what did I do every half hour of yesterday? So say for example, you wake up at 4 o'clock, you say, well, 4 o'clock, waking up, right? 4.30, still waking up. 5 o'clock, still waking up. You write whatever it is you are doing. So 4 o'clock you are waking up, then 4.30, you know, by the time you are, inshallah, you have prayed tahajjud, or you are in the process of praying tahajjud, and then 5 o'clock you go for Salatul Fajr or whatever. So the point is, every half hour, what were you doing? Now, very important to be, needless to say, very important to be extremely honest and totally honest with yourself, because this is not for anybody else, it's for yourself. And if you don't write it properly, or if you fudge it, then it's only you're harming yourself. Number one. Number two, don't put a bracket saying 9 to 5 and say at work. Don't do that. Every half an hour, so even at work, what did you do? 9 o'clock you logged in, 9.30 what were you doing? 9.30 to 10. So now what may happen is, as you think, two things will happen. One is that you will find blocks of time that you can't recall what you were doing. So supposing I ask you, yesterday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, what were you doing? Most likely you have forgotten. You don't know what you were doing. Right. So leave it blank. That 1 hour period, leave it blank. Because you don't remember what you were doing one day after that. So leave it blank. Then you write, okay, from 12 noon to 12.30, what was I doing? Whatever you were doing. So you remember what you were doing and you write it, and if you don't remember what it was, then leave it blank. And at the end of that whole 24 hour period, then you sit and analyze and you say, first of all, if you remove all the blank spaces, because if you don't even remember what you were doing, then obviously you can't say that activity was pleasing to Allah or not pleasing to Allah. We don't know. You forgot what you were doing. So what you were actually doing, which you put down there, you look at that and you say, apply the Pareto principle and see if it works on that, and say that, what about my life? Which of the activities of my life on a daily basis are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is one analysis. Second analysis is from a worldly context. You say, which of the activities of my life are productive, which of these are beneficial for me, and which of these are wasting my time? Because today one of the very big problems that we have is the problem of wasting of time. It just goes, you know, very useless things. I mean, there's no effect of that, nothing happens. One of the biggest wasters of time is again our social media. You know, somebody will say something, then you will respond. For what? Even if you convince that person, what is achieved? Nothing. And usually the people who talk on those social media things, they are not convincible people. They are doing that to make noise, they are doing that to get some publicity. So whether you respond or you don't respond makes no difference. So, but your time has gone in that. Right? Then what happens is, obviously time is finite, you got only 24 hours. And in that 24 hours you have to spend some time in your own maintenance, so you know, you're sleeping and eating and so on and so forth. So at the end of that, the available time that you have is 24 hours minus your maintenance time. So whatever time you are, how many hours you slept and so on. So that is the available time. Now in that available time, how much time was spent in achievement of life goal, how much of time was spent in productive activities, how much of time was spent in the pleasing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that is the critical factor. The reason I am saying is because obviously, as you and I know, the first question that we will be asked on the day of judgment is in relation to time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, the first question will be asked is, what did you do with the life that I gave you? What is life? Life is time. The clock started ticking the moment we were born, and it started ticking backwards, and then the day it hits zero, we are gone. That's it. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi said, life is but an instant, let it be an instance of obedience. Let it be an instant of obedience. So life, the whole of life is yawma nawbada yawma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran in a couple of places. Day or part of a day. And that day or part of a day may be a life which is 100 years old or 100 years long or 80, 70, whatever. So the issue is that that time, how it is spent, is so critically important. And as I said, quite clearly, a lot of the time is only maintenance time. Number of hours you sleep. For example, if you sleep 8 hours a day, that is 1/3 of your life, 33% of your life is gone in sleep. 8 hours a day, 33% of your life. Now if you sleep, that's the reason why following the sunnah is so critical. Because if you sleep according to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then inshallah al-musta'an, that 8 hours is not wasted. That 8 hours will be included as ibadah for you, because you slept. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make wudu and sleep. And then he prescribed the azkar that we must make before we sleep. And then he said, sleep on your right side. So if we do all of this consciously to say, Allah, I am trying to fulfill the sunnah of your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then inshallah that 8 hours is also useful. Otherwise, if it is just 8 hours, you've gone, fallen dead on your bed, so it's 1/3 of your life is already gone. So whatever your lifespan was, remove 1/3. So 2/3 is what you have. Now in that 2/3 is some more maintenance time, you know, time for eating, this, that, what not. And then the available time, now we are analyzing that, as I said, according to this, write this time log and say, out of that available time, how much of this time was spent in ways which were valuable for me? Valuable, I don't say valuable in a worldly sense or a dini sense, because in Islam there is no differentiation between worldly and dini. Anything which is good for the world is also good for the deen. Anything which is good for the deen is good for the world. Success in the dunya and success in the akhirah are closely and completely related. Firaun was unsuccessful in the akhirah and he was also unsuccessful in the dunya. Qarun was unsuccessful in the akhirah, he was also unsuccessful in the dunya. Musa alayhi salam was successful in the akhirah and he was also successful in the dunya. So the success of dunya and the akhirah is related. There is no instance where somebody was hugely successful in the dunya but he failed in the akhirah. No. Dunya and akhirah is related. So therefore, as what we are doing in this world will affect us in the akhirah. That is what this dunya is, and that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is mazharul akhirah. He said, this dunya is the kheti is the field, is the tillage of the akhirah. The harvest time is there. Here is the planting time. So if you are doing your planting properly, you will get a good harvest. And that is why we are saying, let us analyze it, what time we have left, Allah knows best. And that time at least let us try to spend it in ways which are positive and beneficial for us and which will save us from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we meet Him. We ask Allah for His mercy and His forgiveness. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ